Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome. This is What's Your Ruth, and you're listening to my program Here, There, and Everywhere. This wonderful morning of July the 29th, 2013, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. I love mornings. We talk about a variety of issues, some of them the lunatic fringe, things that you don't want to talk about. Things that you don't even want to know about. Things that you absolutely need to know. Funny how people want to just keep their heads stuck in the ground and don't want to know the reality that's already knocked on their door, turned the handle, and come in. It's standing right in the room. It's the elephant in the room, and they haven't even noticed it. People that don't believe in chemtrails, people that don't believe that there's an undermining of our government, of our society, everything that we hold valuable, our ability to be able to worship the God creator of the universe, having our morals insidiously torn down, our family units, things that people have just turned everything upside down, right's wrong and wrong's right. Just like it said in the scripture, just like it said it would be. And I watched a video a little bit earlier today, several of them, but one that really struck me, and it was about a man referring to a nuclear bomb being purposefully set off and then inducing a tsunami across the whole East Coast. Kind of an interesting idea. What do the globalists have planned for us? You want to talk about it? You listening? Give me a guest call. My number is 347-945-5170. Are we called to just stand and witness all this and not say a word about it? Not make a judgment, because we're not called to judge. Maybe. I don't happen to agree with a lot of how they interpret that passage, but, you know, if you have a log in your eye, meaning if you're judging and discerning someone, and then you do the very same behavior, then pull the log out of your eye. But if you're discerning, if you're knowing, if you have eyes to see and ears to hear, something is askew, that's not judgment, that's discernment. What does the book of Ephesians say? Have nothing to do with evil and call it out. Call it out. In this little love letter that I love to read from, I call it a little love letter because it's not big enough for me. I've already read it, and I want to read more and more and more inspired words. But since I just have this one book here in front of me, let's go to Psalms 144, and I'm going to be reading from the paraphrase Tyndale Expanded. Bless the Lord, who is my immovable rock. He's the same. I'm addendoming this into this. Psalms 144, he is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, right? He is my immovable rock. He gives me strength and skill in battle. I would suppose that given the fact that they've written this in Psalms 144, that we're in a battle and that we should be aware of it. He is always kind and loving to me. He is my fortress, my tower of strength and safety, my deliverer. He stands before me as a shield. Reminds me of what I had mentioned on Zen Garcia's program on Saturday, that just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, even though we stand in the battle, even though we go before the battle, he is the shield. He subdues people under me. O Lord, what is man that you would even notice him? Why bother at all with the human race? Why, oh, the Son of Man, that you would even take account of him. For man is but a breath of his days. That doesn't sound like a very long time. His days are like a passing shadow. Doesn't sound like we live very long, hmm? Bend down from the heavens, Lord, and come. The mountains smoke beneath your touch. Let loose your lightning bolts, your arrows, Lord, upon your enemies and scatter them. Reach down from the heaven and rescue me. Deliver me from the deep waters, from the power of my enemies. Their mouths are filled with lies. They swear to the truth of what is really false. And this is what I will do. I will sing to you a new song, O God, with a 10-stringed harp. For you grant victory to kings. You are the one. You are the one, you are the one, you are the one who will rescue your servant, David, from any fatal wound. Save me, deliver me from all of my enemies. These liars and these treacherous men. Here is my description of a truly happy land where Jehovah is God. Sons vigorous and tall as growing plants. Daughters of graceful beauty, like the pillars of a palace wall. Barns full to the brim with crops of every kind. Sheep by the thousands out in our fields. Oxen loaded down with produce. No enemies attacking the walls. But peace everywhere. No crime in our streets. Yes, happy are those whose God is Jehovah. He is my strength and my skill in battle. He is my fortress, my tower, and my strength, my safety, and my deliverer. So, do you realize, recognize, understand the battle? The evil that is from the very beginning, that was the light that came down, that shot down from the heavens, became the darkness. Yes, we understand. because we lean down before the Lord. We ask him for wisdom, discernment, and understanding. We ask him for eyes to see and ears to hear. We seek to obey his commandments and his instructions because we discern. We understand the fig tree generation. We lean not on the understanding of men, but only in the wisdom that Solomon pursued. And we seek that daily with words of wisdom from the great book and love letter that was written for us. God inspired it. He wrote it through man. He brought it to us. And every man who listens to it and obeys the instructions in it will be given wisdom and good sense. And if you want better insight and better discernment, and if you're searching for them as if you were searching that for them like they were lost money, maybe, or maybe you were searching for them like they were even a hidden treasure, then wisdom will be given to you and knowledge of God himself. You'll soon learn the importance of the reverence for the Lord and of trusting him. For the Lord grants wisdom. His every word is a treasure of knowledge and understanding. He always grants good sense to the godly, his saints. He is their shield, protecting them and guarding their pathway. He shows how to distinguish right from wrong, how to find the right decision every time. For wisdom and truth will enter the very center of your being, filling your life with joy. You will be given the sense to stay away from evil men who want you to be their partners in crime. Men who turn from God's ways to walk down dark and evil paths and exalt in doing wrong, for they thoroughly enjoy all their sins. Everything they do is crooked and wrong. Only wisdom from the Lord can save a man from flattery of prostitutes. These girls have abandoned their husbands and flouted the laws of God. Their houses lie along the road to death and hell. Men who enter into those rooms are doomed. None of them will ever be the same again. That comes from Proverbs chapter 2. Yes, we do know that in final days, not the men that adhere to the wisdom of God, that want to shout the wisdom in the streets and the hearing of it, hearing and reading and wisdom of God. How long will you go on being fools, you simpletons? How long will you scoff at wisdom and fight the facts? Come here and listen. Let me pour out the spirit of wisdom upon you and make you wise. How often I've called you, but you still haven't come. I have pleaded with you, but my pleadings have all been in vain. For how often do you spurn my counsel? You reproof me. You mock me, and you laugh at me, But someday, you're going to be in trouble. And you're going to ask me to help you. And then I'm going to laugh. Mock me, will you? I will mock you when the storm of terror surrounds you and when you're engulfed by anguish and distress. Because you have not called out to me, I will not answer your cry for help. It will be too late. It will be too late for you to search for me in your anxiety, in your anxiously pursuing me in the bay, because I didn't know you. Because when you had the chance, you closed your eyes to the facts. You didn't choose to reverence me. You didn't choose to trust me. You leaned on yourself. You became your own God. And you turned your back on me. You didn't listen to my advice. You made your own value system and designed your own paradigm. You spurned my advice. You didn't listen to my judgments. And you turned to other gods. And you didn't ask me for help in the day you had the chance. That is why you must eat the bitter fruit of having your own way and experience full terrors of the pathway that you yourself chose. You turned away from me and you chose death. Now, your own complacency is going to kill you. You are fools. You didn't listen to me. But those who did in that day, all that listened to me shall live in peace and safety and be unafraid. They do not exalt in doing wrong, and they do not enjoy sin. Everything they do is not crooked and wrong. They remember the things I have taught them. They will live long and be satisfied, because they live closely and follow all of my instructions. They always remember to be truthful and kind. They hold these virtues very tightly within their hearts. And because in everything they've done, putting God first, I have directed their paths. And they will receive a crown for their efforts and their successes. They will have wisdom because they have reverence for the Lord. They spend their days turning their backs on evil. And because of that, they've been given renewed health and vitality. They honor the Lord by giving him the first part of everything they do. And because of this, Their barns will be full of wheat and barley and overflow. Their wine vats will be full, and they will have the finest wine. Have two goals. My family do. They have two goals. My children do. They know. Pursuing wisdom, that is, knowing and doing right, and common sense. Don't let them slip away. Because they fill you with living energy, and they are a feather in your cap. They keep you safe from defeat and disaster and from stumbling off the trail. With me, I will guard you in your sleep. I will keep you without fear, and you need not be afraid. Don't be afraid of even the disaster or the plots of the wicked man, because I am the Lord, am with you. Don't pay back evil for evil. Don't say some other time, if I can't pay you back now. Don't plot against your neighbor. Don't get into needless fights. And don't envy violent men, for such men are an abomination to the Lord. But he gives his friendship to the godly, the wise, those who have eyes to see and ears to hear, those that discern the lateness of the hour. He humbles those. He humbles the wise. He gives them a promotion, a position of honor. But those who don't acknowledge his wisdom, that don't acknowledge that the wisdom is a tree of life to those who eat from her fruit, happy is the man who keeps on eating it. It's the Lord's wisdom that founded the earth. His understanding established all the universe and space. The wise are promoted to honor, but fools are promoted to shame. To shame. To shame. I speak the truth, so don't turn away from it. Yes. In everything you do, put God first. Listen to me and never forget what I have said. Don't fall into temptation, and don't lose your honor. Don't let strangers obtain your wealth and become a slave of foreigners. We are falling in. We need to wake up. We've basically walked away from being responsible for the government because we've not taken control of it. And we've allowed those who are in control right now to do and produce all that God hates. Haughtiness, lying, murdering, plotting evil, eagerness to do wrong things, false witnesses, and sowing discord among the brothers. Happening even in our own churches. I spent the weekend dodging arrows from people who thought that my Lyndon LaRouche Political Action Committee table was inappropriate at my Estaquita art and music festival. And even though I know I will be rebuked, reprimanded, and hated among many, as long as good people turn their back and don't stand up for right, don't make their voice heard, then we're going to keep marching down the same road. And we have to be part of that group that is not marching down that highway, down that same, to that same song. Because what does it say in Psalms 144? I read from earlier that we sing a new song. We sing a new song, and he grants victory to us. You are the one who will rescue your servant David from the fatal wound. He reaches down from heaven, and he rescues us each and every day. We will call out to him. We will lean not on our own understanding, but in all things pursue the wisdom of Solomon. He is waiting for the day that he can prick in each and every one's special place in their heart, that he might rescue them. It's going to take an army of people in the final days to reach out and be bold and truthful and honor what he had to give us to do in the final days. You know, there was a woman once who stood alone. She stood alone in front of an adversary named Naaman and said, I will use the strength that God gave me, she did. She went before the king, even though he hadn't called her, and said, this is the evil that is being done to my people, O king. Can you be that bright light? Can you be strong enough in the final days, even if you have to stand alone? Even if there's no one but God Almighty standing there next to you, strengthening you as your shield and your strong tower? Because the day and the hour is soon approaching where you alone will have to draw within your own strength, within your own knowledge of God and your own Holy Spirit dwelling within you to speak out. Take hold of it today and honor it and use it as a shield and a protection and trust in it, because it is the light. It is the truth, the light, and the way. It is the understanding that will guide you down the path and protect you on the only path that's going to give you light in life. So call out to him today. Use whatever name you like. You want to call him Jesus or Yeshua? Just call him. Call him today. Thank you for listening today. God willing, I'll be with you tomorrow.